On October 25th, 2007, Sal Junta was a 22-year-old specialist on patrol with 17 other men in a remote part of Afghanistan called the Korangal Valley. Junta says his platoon was walking on a narrow path over rough, steep mountains.
It was about a two-hour walk up to set up an overwatch over a village where another platoon is going to go into the village and engage the people of the village and let them know, hey, you know, we're here for you. We're not bad guys. We'll help you if you need help. We're trying to make your lives better.
Junta says it wasn't unusual for his group to be shot at 1 to 3 times a day, but he says what happened that evening is something he thinks about every day. About a dozen Taliban fighters firing rockets and machine guns ambushed Junta's squad from about 20 feet away. The firefight split the group and many were injured immediately. Junta says it's difficult to talk about what happened. He's only told the entire story a couple of times. But according to Army reports, as Junta was trying to link up with the rest of his squad, he noticed two Taliban fighters carrying away his friend, Sergeant Josh Brennan. Junta ran after Brennan, exposing himself to enemy fire. He shot and killed one of the fighters, and the other ran away. Junta continued toward Brennan, grabbed him by his vest, and pulled him to cover. Brennan was still conscious, but his wounds were severe, and he died later that day. Specialist Hugo Mendoza also lost his life. Sal Junta is quick to point out that his squad acted as a team, and had they not, a bad situation would have only been worse.
That day, I didn't do anything, in my eyes, spectacular or amazing, because there was a lot of things that were going on, and there was a lot of danger, and no one person was in more danger or less danger than the other ones.
3 years after that firefight in Afghanistan, Staff Sergeant Junta is still with the 173rd Airborne Brigade Combat Team. He's now stationed in Italy with his wife Jenny, who's a native of Dubuque. It was just a few years ago that Sal Junta roamed the halls of Kennedy High School in Cedar Rapids. He graduated in 2003, and the fact that he's the first living Medal of Honor recipient since the Vietnam War is resonating with his teachers, including Michelle Fry, who teaches a World Humanities and Composition course.
He was engaged in discussions. He was always present, you know. He wasn't doing his algebra homework, you know, while we're having a discussion. He was always there.
Fry says she doesn't remember Junta for the work he did or didn't do as a student, but she says he was honest, thoughtful, and fun-loving. One of those students she'd remember regardless of him receiving the Medal of Honor. While Fry says her colleagues are aware of what a big deal the award is, she says many of the students are not.
We just had homecoming. What's more important, Medal of Honor or homecoming to these kids? Really, you know, homecoming is much more on their mind than this person who won this huge award. That's the nature of the teenager. If it's not immediate and it affects me directly, then I really don't have to think about it or care about it.
Back in Hiawatha, Sal Junta's parents, Steve and Rose, are extremely proud of their son. Steve works for a medical equipment company, and Rose is a paraprofessional for the Hiawatha schools. They have two other children, Katie, who's 19, and Mario, who's 21. Just outside the front door of their suburban brick home is a large flower pot, and inside it are two small American flags. Inside the house, the aroma of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies fills the air. And at the dining room table, Rose is going through pictures of her son.
That's something Italian. That's what Italians like to eat for dessert. Sal's first cannoli. Sal and his early on.
After going through dozens of photos, Rose stops at one taken soon after the ambush in October 2007.
These were the men that were caught in that fight. None of these men were wounded, so they were given time off on a base somewhere to rest.
It was at about that same time, about a day after the fight, that Sal called home.
There truly was that tremor in his voice, and he had told me that they had lost Josh and Hugo. And I asked, are you okay? And he says, I am. And I said, can you tell me about it? And he says, no, I'm not ready to tell you. And I said, okay. And he says, Mom, I just want you to talk about something else. And so I stood at the window, tears rolling down, and trying to find something to talk about without asking any questions. He didn't want me to ask any questions, so it was probably one of the hardest conversations I had.
Staff Sergeant Sal Junta did tell his parents the whole story about 3 weeks later. Junta's father, Steve, says joining the Army was the right thing at the right time for his son. He described Sal as a young and restless teenager who wasn't ready to go to college. But Steve says that changed, and his son became a man in the Army.
He came home, and you still were able to just reach out and hug him as your child. but you could shake his hand like a man. And he was, I think all of those soldiers who served, they are a man's man. They are stand up. And when you shake their hand and they just take it easy on you, they crush into your bones, you go, you're the guy I want protecting my rights. You're the one I want protecting my freedoms.
Steve Junta says Sal getting the Medal of Honor is important for the country because it recognizes what all servicemen and women are doing overseas. The Pentagon has been reluctant to award Medals of Honor. In the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, only 8 people, including Staff Sergeant Junta, have received the award. In comparison, nearly 850 were awarded during World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Sal Junta says the honor is bittersweet because it will always be connected to the death of 2 of his friends.
I don't think there's anyone in Afghanistan or Iraq right now that you can't say is going above and beyond the call of duty. I mean, they're leaving their families, they're leaving their wives, their children, their mothers, their fathers, their grandparents. They're leaving life in a fairly secure country behind to go to a third world country and fight. So that seems pretty much to me above and beyond.
Sal Junta says he's thinking about getting out of the Army and moving with his wife to Colorado to be around the mountains, which they've become accustomed to while in Italy. Junta's family, friends, and fellow soldiers will gather at the White House tomorrow afternoon. The president will drape a blue silk ribbon around Junta's neck, a gold star surrounded by a wreath below it, and at that moment, Staff Sergeant Sal Junta of Hiawatha, Iowa, will become the first living recipient of the Medal of Honor since the Vietnam War. I'm Alex Hoyer, Iowa Public Radio News.